Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Skinner, the redirection. Wow, saved by Rez!
Definitely our best player.
That's a highlight save of the year. So
could be. You know, I don't make highlights too often like that because, you know, I try to be in position to make saves.
Dale Arnold.
Tom, there's a report this evening that the Patriots have kicked some tires regarding Antonio Brown.
I'm a big those decisions obviously are up to me. My job is to play quarterback, and that's what I'm trying to do as well as I possibly can.
Rich Keefe.
Heartburn.
No one's sucking on that tub.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
That's what I'm here for. Free money.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I've known you for a long time. We've been friends for a long time. Sometimes I don't understand you at all.
Why?
That whole thing.
I don't know. Stuff happens.
You don't know either. You stuff don't happens. Have any idea?
No, I don't. Sometimes stuff happens, Dale.
I don't know.
Maybe.
It happens.
I don't even know when that's from.
Andy Hart is in because Rich Keefe was filling in for Greg Hill, who's gone.
So today. Rich is a slacker. Christian Fourier did 25 hours. Yeah, Rich is asked to do four and he can't do another.
Yeah. I mean, come on, what's the big
deal? Oh, work 8 hours? We'll take your calls now if you work 8 hours. Everybody works 8 hours.
We just talk.
I'll point out that he was extolling the virtues of day drinking a day or two ago. Does that count if you begin at like 10:30?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind what he's doing right now. There is a wild berry truly just going down his gullet.
Now, I think it'd be more likely a craft beer.
But truly! I was trying to get a sponsor in.
And we appreciate that.
Just trying to be nice to the sponsors. Dale, I'm in a bit of a fight.
Oh.
Or more like I'm being bullied.
You get out of here. You're kidding.
Well, did you see?
The fight part.
There was on Twitter. You never guess that.
No.
Well, did you see the highlight that's made the rounds before, but for some reason it made the rounds again? N'Keal Harry.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly.
Just saying. Yeah. Breaking the backboard in high school basketball.
I saw you tweeted that out.
So I retweeted it. I said it's a better highlight than anything he's done so far in his career in New England.
Oh, I saw where Giardi responded to
it. Ooh, people are not happy. Yeah, it's not just Giardi. They're all hung. It was just a statement of fact.
He's only played one game in his NFL.
Well,
career,
Dale, did you see him on the practice field? I know you did because I was sitting next to you.
Yeah, and you soured on him with one play.
Whereas, conversely, remember when we
By
got the
way,
first...
you're just like Wiggy.
Oh, you will take that back. I'm out. Drop that.
You will never, ever say, you know what? I might have been wrong about that.
Has he proven me wrong yet?
No, he's had one game.
Okay, well, that's part of it. He couldn't stay on the field in training camp. Every day he was leaving with my leg hurts, my shoulder hurts, my hip hurts, something hurts. And he was not very impressive. So while some people would say I made that proclamation based on just last week's game.
You did?
No. You know for a fact I fell out of love with him in August. Maybe even July.
With one dropped pass.
Well, some dropped passes, some slow square drills, various things. Right?
And when you sour on somebody, you stay soured.
That is probably
fair. That's where the Wiggy thing comes in.
That's probably fair, but does he ever sour on anybody? It's the opposite with him. When he's madly in love with somebody,
will never say, you know what I meant? Like this whole thing about Antonio Brown's coming back. No, 65% chance he's coming back. Despite everything else that might be the... No, trust me, he's coming back. Huh? Like, you're kind of like that.
Take that as a compliment. Wiggy's a very nice man. If I need an ally...
Grammarly.
Well, all right. Sometimes the English language...
He struggles with his Grammarly sometimes. But I would just like to point out, to date, N'Keal Harry has not had a highlight in New England, right?
Unless,
some people will point to those two catches in the Lions game, a preseason game, where he had the nice comeback.
I don't talk about preseason
Okay,
games.
Good. So he's had no highlights, including on the practice
field. He's got three catches. I mean, highlight meaning what? Does he have a touchdown? No. You know, does he have a 50-yard catch?
He had three catches for 18 yards or something like that with a long of 11.
And I would
two
suggest
of them were for
that
six.
That's all that the quarterback called for him to do.
Ooh, you can break tackles, you know. You can make things happen. He's a first-round pick. See, you make me turn into more of a Harry hater than I even am.
No, you
I'm
are.
I'm going to end up a Harry hater.
You already are.
And he seems like a nice man.
Never talked to him, but you do seem like a little bit of the
I'm
hater.
I'm not a Harry hater. And then people, by the way, they do the little thing where my response, they then at N'Keal Harry, so now he'll be mad at me or whatever. By the way, he was also included in the first tweet from the Huddle or basketball website that tweeted it. I'm not afraid to have opinions. Isn't that what I'm paid for? He can think my opinion's stupid.
But he did look very athletic.
Oh, he's a bus player. I would hire him to be on my bus team. He would get off flexing, no shirt, lubed up a little bit. He would look good. But I need him to play. I need him to make plays. And you know who might need him to make plays? Thomas Edward this week.
Which means with the very real likelihood you're not going to see Mohamed Sanu. You're going to see more of N'Keal Harry this Sunday. And he'll have other opportunities, perhaps better opportunities, to make that play, which you will not acknowledge because you can't change your mind.
Give me his numbers.
Just like a Tuca hater. You're just like them.
The New England came out and you, a Tuca hater. You're a Tuca hater.
You are just like them. If he has a 50-yard touchdown catch, it's going to be, where was he before?
Oh, the DB fell down.
Yeah, you will. You totally will.
But at least he's going to have. So what do you think from this weekend for him? You seem to have faith in N'Keal Harry.
Like 5-6 catches.
For how many yards?
60.
That's a pretty good game.
Touchdown.
Five catches, 60 yards and a touchdown?
Yep.
That's a pretty good game.
Yes.
And
it won't be in your head.
No, it will be. You know why? Because I will give him extra credit. If he did that with Sanu and Dorsett and Edelman all healthy, it wouldn't be as valuable. If they need to turn to him this weekend because Sanu's out, maybe Dorsett's out, or maybe Dorsett they're kind of being careful with. And Edelman.
At least he was on the practice field yesterday.
Yes, but
limited
we'll see.
participation, but he was participating.
You can be out there without full clearance from the concussion protocol, which is an issue he needs to walk. But if they need to turn to Harry against the Dallas Cowboys in what I think is a relatively big game.
It's a huge game.
I know it's a home game.
But you're trying to stay ahead of Baltimore.
Right.
You want to keep home field advantage in the AFC.
If he's productive this week, he will get bonus points in my world.
You will then become a N'Keal lover as opposed to a N'Keal hater.
I feel like you need to do it over an extended period of time for me to love you.
Well, how long does he have to do this to keep you happy?
More than one game.
Well, you turned on him after one game.
No, I turned on him after one practice. Just be honest, Dale. I see things, Dale. I have an eye. It's the eyeball test, the old Ryan Hannibal eyeball test. You judge things. It's not just the stats. We'll see.
Ryan Hannaby or whatever.
Hannibal's not called for.
That seemed a little harsh to me. I think that around here, we always do this. When the Patriots approach a big game, we try to talk ourselves into the reasons why they're not going to win said big game. They then win said big game more often than not. And then we start the process all over again. When they play Kansas City, we'll talk ourselves into why they can't win. I mean, it's how we play it around here. It's that New England ethic that we have where sooner or later, the blizzard's coming. Maybe nice out there now, but don't worry.
Yeah, I would like to think we get some of that because we are very astute football fans and we take it from Bill Belichick.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I got a mouse in my pocket?
Yeah.
Bill Belichick teaches us, right, like to be critical. Like, there's high standards around here. You're striving to win a championship. You're not striving to win the division or have a nice record and get a winning streak in November. You're striving to play in February and then have a parade a couple days after that game. That's what you're striving for. And I'd like to think over 20 years of listening to Bill Belichick, you know, there's a lot of things we can do better. There's a lot of plays we left out there.
Sure.
That has gotten into our brains, and we look at football like Bill Belichick looks at football, with a critical eye. That's what I do.
Do you?
Yes.
All right.
That's why I'm critical of N'Keal Harry. And I'd rather have him on my basketball team than my football team right now because I saw him dunk a ball and break a backboard.
By the way, it seemed like that backboard broke awfully easy.
Awfully easy.
I mean, I'm not criticizing N'Keal Harry.
So now you think it was a setup.
I couldn't even reach the rim. No, it was in a game, so it was not. If it was a practice, I might have.
A setup? I firmly believe that when Shaq ripped down the whole stanchion, it was a setup. I think the NBA wanted Shaq to be a superhero, a mega star.
I don't believe that the high school said, look, we got to make N'Keal Harry look better. Let's put the old rickety backboard out there and let him break the crap out of it.
Comes in with some like cold spray to make it brittle. You can't see it, just freezes it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to go with cold spray?
Maybe. Do you know it didn't happen?
Magic elixir, by the way. Every injury can be helped by cold spray.
Oh, yeah. No question.
All through high school.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a broken hand? Come here. Let me see this.
Right. Either icy hot or cold spray. Just spray something on it. You'll be fine.
You'll be good.
But you don't know that he's not good friends with the janitor in that high school and set up the backboard for him.
I just know most high schools. The high schools I went to, we didn't even have a spare. If we had broken, if somebody had broken it, we were done. Sorry, folks. We can't play anymore.
That's true. It's not like the NBA where you just wheel out another one that they got in the back somewhere after Shaq rips it down.
No, I'd be willing to bet there wasn't another backboard.
That game probably ended right there, huh?
It was probably, yeah. Sorry, folks.
Or maybe they go short court. You know, the has the other
Parks
way.
Parks closed. Moose should have told you.
Yep.
I mean, that's how
even
it
cooler.
Happened.
That was the final play. So N'Keal Harry just saunters out of the gym, glass still in his hair.
I got to go back and look at it again. Was it a freestanding or was it one of those, you know, attached to the ceiling?
Oh, it was attached. Place? Yeah, it was attached to either the wall or the ceiling.
Yeah, then they definitely weren't changing that one out.
Depends how committed you are. Folks. If you're going to commit to the ruse, if you're trying to get your star athlete a little attention, maybe you're trying to get him a basketball scholarship.
Honest to God, you are the most conspiratorial person I've ever dealt with.
Worse than the guy who has Keefspiracies?
Yeah, but his have some semblance of
so
reality.
Do you not think Shaq's might have been set up?
Shaq's,
the NBA.
Shaq's might have. I'm saying that okay. The high school one was not.
Oh, yeah. It's a tougher argument to make for the high school one because you're right. They don't really have extra ones.
They don't have a bunch of.
Although they do well out there. Chandler, Arizona. It's a pretty affluent community, right?
How long do you think it would take to dismount that backboard from the wall, ceiling, wherever it was, and haul in another one, get that one attached? A week.
No. Probably a day's work. There's probably a day's work involved. You got to bring in a lift, one of those things, way up. Yeah, certainly it's not ideal, but that the legend increases. We can't even play the next game. N'Keal tore it down, yo.
I'm going to suggest that one might be a little harder for me to believe than the Shaq one. The Shaq one I might give you.
Okay.
NBA teams have other backboards underneath the stands. We can wheel another one right out for you.
And the NBA has had some conspiracy issues in the past. Just look no further than Patrick Ewing and where he ended up in the draft. Due to an ice-cold envelope, correct?
We all believe that here.
Well, I do. I believe everything. Believe it until you prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
Guilty until proven innocent?
Yep. No question. But N'Keal Harry, they're all his fans are mad at me after his three NFL catches.
Do you like it when people get mad at you? Because you seem to court it.
I think I like to fight. Well, the thing is, I tend to fight with trolls on Twitter, and I think that may be because at my core, I'm a bit of a troll, and therefore we butt heads on Twitter. Like Troll and Volan, I get into fights with him.
Are you a block or a mute guy?
Neither.
No matter what they say?
Nope.
They could say things about your mama and
yeah, they haven't. Oh, here they come.
No.
Three, two, at Jumbo Heart.
No,
ahead.
There are things that will get you.
Oh, I'm sure, but no one's really crossed it. They usually just make fun of me or whatever. No, I haven't really crossed that. I mean, you can call me an idiot. You can say I couldn't dunk in high school. Yeah, you're right, I couldn't.
I couldn't either.
I dunked a golf ball once.
You got up to the 10-foot rim?
Did you climb up a ladder?
You think I'd be bragging about it if it was an 8-foot rim?
Well, how would I know?
Because I wouldn't have bragged about it.
No, you were hoping I wouldn't bring it up.
No. You think that I was just going to... Oh, by the way, it was a 7-foot. I had it down a couple notches on the... No! I got up there once. Just once.
I couldn't
anymore.
I'm 5'7". What are the chances I was going to reach
the
rim?
Well, and Spud Webb didn't make excuses. He made dunks.
Spud Webb had much better ups than I did.
Should have squatted more.
Maybe that would have been
explosion in the old glutes.
Yeah. I don't think I had the athletic skills for that. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Dale. How's it going? How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Going on?
Now, Dale, you know me when it comes to Tuukka Rask. I'm not the biggest fan. But last night, I will give credit. Credit is due. That was a lot of great saves last night. But I'll tell you why I am the way I am when it comes to Tuukka. What happened after that? A 60-footer from the blue line that flutters over his glove. Nobody in his way, and it hits the glove, and it goes in the net. That's why I am the way I am with Tuukka. He does something good, and then, here we go. Boom. Let's end the 60-footer. He's not consistent when it comes to making saves. Deep outside.
Is it really a 1-to-1 ratio? Every good thing he does a bad thing. There's a 60-footer coming.
At the risk of confirming what everybody thinks anyway, I'm going to give you a tidbit from last night's game, okay?
Here comes Bruins honk.
I know, that's why I said I'll just confirm what after last night's game, Tuukka Rask passed Ken Dryden and has the third best save percentage in NHL history behind only Dominic Hasek and Johnny Bauer. So I would suggest he doesn't let in quite as many softies as you might suggest.
1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's still that one thing missing, and that's the Holy Grail, Dale.
Yes.
That's the Holy Grail.
And was the lack of a Holy Grail his fault last spring?
He does a bad thing.
I think he all of a sudden turned his radio on or something.
Let's send the 60-footer.
I like the way he paints it, though. He makes it literally sound like great save and then 60-foot goal. Like my old Otis Smith thing. He was a playmaker for both teams. He giveth and he taketh away.
Yeah, I think that it's like you said. For the two camps, there are narratives. For the Tuukka defender narrative, it's you know, he's one of the best goaltenders in Bruins history. He actually is. I mean, if you look at things like, you know, wins and save percentage and all that stuff.
Cups.
No, I understand. That's immediately what the other side will say.
Are you painting me in the other side still?
Yes, you are.
I'm just, it's a...
You already admitted you're a hater.
Devil's at a little
you're
bit.
You're a hater. Well,
if you make it an either or, if you have to be a hater or a lover, then yes, I'm a hater.
You think, people...
Oh, I didn't say that. Although, I think that's another example of a comment that was heard by people the way they wanted to hear it. The Don Cherry comment, right? I think you went into that and sort of your predisposition led you to hear what you wanted to hear and view those comments in the same way people view Tuukka's save.
Even he, man, we're not going to get into the whole Don Cherry
discussion. I'd rather not.
Even he said, maybe I should have said it a different way.
Everybody. Because he bumbled it.
Yeah, even
that was
he
a question
admitted,
I had.
You know,
that's a segment, right? Coach's Corner?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be somewhat scripted? Shouldn't
oh, no,
he be
it's,
prepped?
It was totally unscripted.
Yeah,
every time they
the
did it, it was always unscripted.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because
I think he went into it with an idea. He goes into it when he did Coach's Corner with a general idea. We're going to talk about this, Ron. But where he went or where he was going, no one knew. Which is.
And he said he should have said everybody.
Which would have changed it entirely.
Right. Now, I don't
as
know.
As opposed to you people.
But do you think he necessarily said what a lot of people think he said?
Oh, I think he said what he meant.
I'm not so sure.
Then you haven't listened to him much over the years.
Well, that's
I
fair,
said,
too.
Okay. They look like a bunch of jerks.
No, but that's my point right there. I haven't listened to him a ton over the years. So I don't come in with an idea of what he's trying to say or what I think, based on history, he is saying. If you just chop it up like it's a football play, you know, you get the all 22 and it just shows the scoreboard and the play, scoreboard and play. And you don't know what order. You know, give me all the third downs the Patriots run. I don't know what's going on. Don Cherry said some words that I think people tied to what they believe he meant, even if he may not have said them. Because I don't think he said anything. I think he stumbled and bumbled through a very inarticulate point. I think he was all over the map there. And there were like...
Which was part of his charm for many people.
Right. Well, in this case...
That was kind of the norm at times for him.
I think in this case, it opened the door for people to interpret it the way they wanted and to can him. And for maybe the broadcast company. The more I hear, they wanted to get him out anyway, and this was an
opportunity. I was surprised he was there this year.
Right. So there was a convenience here, an easy way out.
Eric's in New Hampshire. Hey, Eric. Hello, Eric.
Eric.
Hey, thanks. Good morning, fellas. Sorry about that. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Got a quick question or a point. I agree with Dale. I think Vontaze Burfict not only knocked a screw, but several screws loose in AB. He's the same nut job he was 10 weeks ago. I don't know what he's done in those 10 weeks to make himself a man of the year candidate where the Patriots would go back and re-sign him. I don't get it. I'll liken him to a fancy car, a Lamborghini. Yes, it's fantastic. They're fun. They're better to drive as long as they're on the road. And you can't trust him to be on the road. You can't.
What if you don't have
he's
a car?
He's going to do it again.
What if you don't have a car? What if you don't have a car?
Well, I don't know. These bikes, I mean, they're taking away, they're screwing up the traffic with putting all these bike lanes in Boston. So, I mean, you could drive a bike if you want, I guess.
We're really going down the road with this analogy.
I'd rather not.
Well, there's
a narrative out there, Eric, that, you know, well, he hasn't done anything wrong since they cut him. Yeah, he did. He went off the rails a couple of times on social media.
But he's emotional. He apologized for that.
even the stuff, I'm never playing in this league again. Yeah. Oh, all right, I am going to play. I mean,
he's
volatile.
He's the same nut job he was, I don't know, make it 10 weeks, 12 weeks, when he burned his way out of Pittsburgh, Oakland. A tiger does not change his stripes.
Right. And the issue isn't how he's changed. It's how the Patriots haven't changed offensively. They haven't gotten better. They haven't improved. Your quarterback is wondering why we have to run double pass trick plays from the 15-yard line in order to get the only touchdown pass of the game
or
for a 7-point win.
Or sprint out passes for a quarterback sprint who runs out slower than me.
We're running high school. Sprint right, hit the fullback in the flat.
Because Marshall Newhouse ain't stopping anybody on that blind side.
And I think that's the only reason there's a consideration. If the Patriots were the Patriots, if this was roll-out-of-bed Tom Brady offense where they score 30 points a week and they have one of the best offenses in football and nobody has any questions, there would be no rumblings, considerations of bringing AB back. Because AB remains, as you said, he could come back and you'd bet against him being here for the Patriots' final game of the season, whenever that is, right? You'd bet against it.
Wouldn't you?
Yes, probably.
We're in agreement on that.
But the offense is so questionable right now, suspect. Coming out of a bye week, their answer for the Eagles was a bunch of screen passes that didn't work, right? Then they had multiple double passes, one of which worked. They got a guy wide open in the end zone, scored a touchdown. But the reality is their offense is questionable right now and has no depth at weapons, has no marquee weapon, has no go-to guy.
Well, they have a couple of marquee weapons. I think Edelman and James White are marquee.
You can't win with James White's a good player. If he is like the core of your offense.
I didn't say the core. I said he's a marquee player.
But what I'm talking about is
he's as good a receiving back as there is in the NFL.
I would say that's probably true. Now, I think there's more dynamic guys. You know, like a Christian McCaffrey is a big play threat more than James White is. James White is very good. But with the game on the line, that play we saw a couple weeks ago when he beat, was that Earl Thomas? He ran the little wheel route down the field, back shoulder.
Great catch.
Great. But why was it so great in part? Because we don't see it too often. You can't count on that to win you a game the way last January and February, Gronk was having a bad season, correct? Did not have a Gronk-like year. And with the season on the line, Tom Brady went to him in Kansas City. He caught it. He made a play. You won the game. Season on the line in the Super Bowl, he went to him. You set up your touchdown. You won the Super Bowl. Who's their go-to guy? Edelman, right?
He's it.
And I am seeing teams, if you watch these games, two and three guys focusing on Julian Edelman. Why?
Which is why N'Keal Harry is going to have a monster game on Sunday.
From your lips to God's ears and hopefully to my eyeballs, and I will come in next week and say,
mea culpa. Mea
nice
culpa.
Job, N'Keal. Now do it again.
Sometimes on Friday, Bill Belichick holds what we call the hay is in the barn press conference.
Yeah, 38 minutes on left-footed punters.
Let's just say he went a little further afield today than that. We'll let you hear what Belichick talked about today. Some of which you might not believe. We'll get to that. We'll get to your calls. Michael Irvin joins us at 11:45. Michael McCann at noon. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart in for Rich.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Dale and Keefe.
Good thing we got here in time.
On WEEI.
So there are times when Bill Belichick gets together with the media on Fridays, and generally speaking, it's a bit more relaxed. That's fair to say, right?
No question.
We call it the hay is in the barn press conference.
Yep.
where, you know, he feels like the preparations went well this week. We got ourselves ready. And sometimes he goes astray. Now, the other day he was talking about Dwight Eisenhower.
Yes.
Which I kind of enjoyed. Today, he was asked about
A little like Buck there.
I know.
Was that your time period,
Dale?
Exactly.
No, a little before my time. Today he was asked about the playing status for Mohamed Sanu and Philip Dorsett. And he got a little esoteric with his answer.
I have a sense, yeah.
Can you share?
Yeah, we'll share it when the injury report comes out after practice. We'll make sure you get a copy. 100%.
Sure. As far as...
No point in guessing on it. Might as well go out and practice and see what they can do and then, you know, make an accurate report. I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know, Ouija board it here this morning and tell you how a guy's going to feel before he's gone out there and done anything. I mean, that wouldn't be responsible on my part.
Ouija board it. I don't think I've ever heard that one from him.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a new one.
No sense. I'm not going to sit here and Ouija board it.
I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know, Ouija board it here this morning.
So he believes in the Ouija board. Is that safe to
say?
Based on that?
Apparently so.
I'm sure Rich Keefe believes in the Ouija board.
I've never asked him about it.
I bet he does.
He believes a lot of things except the fact that we landed on the moon. But, I mean, a whole bunch of other things he believes.
I don't think I've ever played the Ouija board or done the Ouija board thing. Have you?
Yes. You know, when I was a kid, teenager type of thing.
It's just somebody moving it, right?
I'm fairly certain you move it on your own. You know, almost like subliminally.
But what if nobody moves it? Then it just stays there.
But you almost, you do it to yourself. You want to convince yourself. And you move it, you know, just because, look at this.
So I could go in planning not to move it and I would move it?
Yes, subliminally.
No, subconsciously. Get the hell out of here. I'm capable of controlling my hands and not moving it. Well, somebody else is moving it in that case. Right? Because it's a group of people that put their hands on it, right?
It's an evil entity that's attached itself to you at that point.
Yeah, you're full of
it. By the way,
Wiggy
believes that.
The Ouija board?
No, the evil entity that attaches itself to you.
Like, I don't believe that either.
Like, I spent a night one night with my friends in the house that The Conjuring took place in.
Okay.
And Wiggy said I would not go in that house. Now, he watches all these bloody, gory, scary movies. But he would not go in that house, he said, because something could attach itself to you and you bring it home with you.
No, I wouldn't go in that house because I would freak out. That's where my preconceived notions, I'd hear a floorboard creak or something and my mind would just start racing and going. But I can control my fingers on a stupid little board in front of me and not pull it in the direction of an answer.
Subconsciously, you can't always control it.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
I am telling you, you're full of it. There is no way I'm moving that board. I can control these two things.
Well, you're not moving the
board.
You're moving that little...
The little thing with the little piece of glass in the middle.
Round circle in it, yeah.
So you believe in it?
No.
Because something is there...
I think you move it.
But if I do it subconsciously, as you say...
Right.
Then something is controlling me to do it.
Well, it's not just you. It's you and whoever is the other person.
They're pulling it. I believe that...
One of you is moving.
They're in on the con. That's how I've always... It's a con!
You want to believe it, so you do it.
You think there's a board game?
The fact that Bill Belichick is bringing up the Ouija board is enough for me. That we've gotten off track here.
Well, yeah, we have gotten off track, and he used it as a verb. Going to go Ouija board it. He also, you're going to tell me he doesn't know as of 11:35, or have a good gut instinct over 45 years in the National Football League. He doesn't have a good idea of the availability of Mohamed Sanu and Philip Dorsett.
Oh, he's got a real good idea. He just chooses not to share it with you right now.
Well, that would be irresponsible of him.
I will say this. My final Ouija board point here is that I know people and I have talked to people who take it dead serious. You do not mess with that and the whole vibe and they believe entirely in what's going on and they think things do attach themselves to you.
They're crazy.
Well, I've seen it move without anybody's hands on it before.
I see dead people. See?
What are we talking about here? Are we still talking about the Ouija board?
Yeah.
Or are we back on the morning show where they're talking about other stuff? You guys all believe in this?
Absolutely.
John?
I absolutely do, yeah.
What is going on here?
Have you ever
believe...
had an interaction with a ghost before, Andy?
I have not. And
I
guess
have.
What?
Well, you don't know.
I have.
And I don't think my... And we'll get to you in a minute, Dale.
Okay.
But do you really think your interaction with the spirit or the other side, whatever, would come through a Parker Brothers or whatever game that you bought for $17 at Walmart? Is that really how they're going to choose to come to you? Do we really believe that?
No.
Okay. So thank you.
I think you move it yourself.
You don't do that either.
I just think that there are people who
lose all control.
I think that there are things that happen that you You don't
mean
to.
Yeah, the other guy is moving it. Well, he's in on the con. Somebody's trying to convince me that I'm crazy or something weird is going on, when really they're just moving it.
I'm just telling you, there are folks out there who say you don't mess with
there
Ouija boards.
There are folks out there that believe everything
right
and anything.
A whole bunch of these people here.
Yeah, I know there's crazy people out there. They go to all these mediums and these whatever. Ghost
Sean,
hunters.
Run out and get us a Ouija board.
I don't believe in mediums. I believe in ghosts.
And you believe in Ouija boards by Parker Brothers or whoever the hell sold it to you.
No, I've seen one move without anybody's hands on it, Andy. That's why I believe in it.
The wind.
Yeah, the wind's going to be strong enough to move a wooden piece across a board.
I can't believe you believe in this. I am going to take even less credence from your picks.
Isn't it more fun to believe in this stuff, Andy?
Is it?
Life is more interesting.
If I believe that a stupid game that you buy in the game, well, Yahtzee, we could get Yahtzee. We could get Trivial Pursuit. How about we get this thing so we can interact with the other side of the spirit world?
I don't believe in this stuff because of a Ouija board. I believed in this stuff and then saw a Ouija board.
So you wanted to believe in it. You were predisposed to believing in it. You've admitted it.
No,
thank you. No,
I
further
had
questions.
An experience about it prior to using a Ouija board.
A ghost entered you.
Not entered me, no. That's not how they work.
Oh, how do they work? Explain it to me, since you're so experienced.
Well, it depends on the situation. They also don't just attach themselves to you randomly.
But they could.
No, they have to have some kind of
connection.
So
there are rules. You have very specific rules with your
interactions with the ghost.
And does a sexual experience with
not
a ghost
her,
end
she's
in
nuts.
Orgasm?
Oh, how do we pick who's nuts and who isn't?
The person who thinks the Parker Brother board moves? I'm fairly certain you can't have sex with a ghost. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Why is that where we draw the line?
Well, Dale, don't get too far ahead of yourself.
That lady would beg the other way.
Right.
Beg?
Only when asked.
So there are those who do believe. You're not one of them.
I am not.
I'm not sure I am either.
I'm a true cynic.
But there are those who believe that the use of the Ouija board opens up a dialogue with the other side.
Holy mackerel!
Which you may or may not have control over after that.
And how exactly did Parker, is it Parker Brothers? Has anybody done any research who sells them? But it's a game.
Yeah.
It's a game you buy in the game section of Walmart or Target.
Look, I believe that if you buy the Jumanji game, elephants will come charging through your closet door.
You're mocking it, but I don't understand why. It's
Hasbro,
the same
Hasbro.
So Hasbro,
which is
somehow,
a fine Rhode Island company,
yes.
If you're listening on.
So we should be able to find out, how did they corner the market on the other side, whatever we're talking about interacting with, the spiritual world? How exactly did that happen?
It came from some kind of myth in
the ancient
Salem.
Supply and demand, actually. If the other side is trying to reach us and they have no way to, you supply them with their demand.
So I just give a cardboard board with a cheap little plastic eye thing in the middle?
Well, that's the threshold. Just because it's a cardboard board doesn't mean it doesn't work.
You really believe that? So they wouldn't choose a better way to reach us, to contact us?
It's more so the energy
you put out
to connect with them.
Because I'm not open to it, they therefore won't connect with
me.
Exactly. Because I'm not a sucker, they don't connect with me.
I think that's the wrong word.
We'll get back to it later. We'll put a pin in it for your sake.
Okay.
Because Michael Irvin's going to join us in just a couple minutes.
Betcha he believes in them.
Dale and Keith with Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Time for our regular weekly visit with NFL Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin, brought to you by your Anderson Windows dealers, Falmouth Lumber, and Bellatates Building Materials, and by the VA New England Healthcare System, and New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Michael joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, man, it is a good morning.
It's going to be a tough week for you, though, my friend.
Hey, listen, don't start that. I knew it. I said, of all the weeks I go on in Boston, this is the week now. This is the week. It's Dallas and New England. This is the battle, even though I will let you have this just for today. This is the battle for America's team because you guys wear weird white and blue and you've been winning so much. But you truly know what he is, who he is, and who always will be America's team. But this is a good battle.
Now, you have told us on a number of occasions you are never picking against Bill Belichick. Does that include Sunday?
Yeah. This is a hard ride right here. this is where my heart and my head tears apart at each other. You see what I mean? Because it's hard. Let me tell you what's hard here. When you look at the battles, you got the offense, number one in scoring, number one in total, against defense, number one in total. You got number one in third down versus defense, number one in third down. Number one in yards per play versus your defense, number one in yards per play. So all across the board, you got statistically the best versus the best, and that's going to make for a great game. Now, it's hard for me to pick against Belichick in this situation, and the only reason why is because, even more so, the offense hasn't been playing well, and Tom Brady has openly called the offense out. So you know they're going to find some offense. And Dallas doesn't press in the corners like Baltimore does. Dallas can get to the quarterback, but they got to press your receivers more than they do usually in games.
Michael, all I've really heard this week from Belichick, the coaches, the players, is how the Cowboys might be the most talented team in football. So why are they 6-4? What's holding them back from being a 9-1 or type team?
Yeah, but blah, 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 blah. Belichick said that every week, and you guys know that. He says it every week, man. He said it when you played the Jets. Hey, boy, that's one of the most talented teams in the NFL. It's just what he does, man. It's just rhetoric he blows. Now, but that being said, Dallas is a very talented team. You're talking 1-53. They are a very talented team. What's been the separation? Honestly, guys, and I say this before, they don't feel the pressure of wearing the star on their helmet. They don't feel the sense of urgency of always fighting. Now, when the back's against the wall, they'll play hard, and they'll play hard Sunday. But how do you allow a team like the Jets to sneak you? You should have beaten the Jets. They should have beaten the Saints. That was Teddy Bridgewater's first game, and they didn't score any touchdowns. The Saints didn't, and you still let that team beat you. And that's just part of maturity.
I'll give you the answer the cynics would give you, Michael. Jason Garrett is why. Jason Garrett.
Not just the cynics. A lot of people give you that. And in Dallas, that's what everybody says, because they definitely want Coach Garrett out of there. There's some merit to it. If you say it that way, especially when I look at it this way and I see what Mike Tomlin has done with all the guys that he's lost, and his team is still right there in the hunt. You see what John Gruden has done with all that they've gone through, and he has Oakland right in the hunt. Then you have to say Frank Wright, even though they lost last night, what Indy is, where they are, he has them in the hunt. So, yes, Coach Garrett, if you want to point some fingers at him, you could do that too.
Michael, I'm sure you saw Tom Brady's post-game press conference or highlights of it last week. They win 17-10 in Philly. Nice road win. And he's been described as pouty or mopey or sulky or lacking energy. And he clearly has some frustration with his offense right now. How should the players in that locker room on both sides of the ball be looking at their quarterback's emotion?
Well, as was right, because he's indicted himself in the offense first. He said we're winning with defense and special teams. And basically, we are the weak link. So he's not pointing at people and saying, you're not doing it. He's pointing at self and saying, I'm not doing it. We're not doing it. And that has to change. And that's what scares me. I mean, if we could have just gotten in, right? If we'd have played where Philly played, we had a chance at winning this thing. Because he wasn't at the top of the smokestack with his frustration. But now he's at the top of the smokestack with the frustration. And somehow, some way, it has to show up on the football field. Or we'll be asking the question, is it over for Tom Brady? Because he's made a call out to everybody. And if you don't show up right now, then we start asking that question. Is it over for Tom Brady?
You wonder how much difference a left tackle can make. We expect on Sunday, Marshall Newhouse will be replaced by Isaiah Wynn, the former first-round pick. How much difference can one guy make who's played six quarters of football in his life?
Well, it can make a lot. If he's on the good side, if he's playing on the good side, it can make a huge difference. If he's not playing on the great side, it can make a huge difference. Because if you're getting to Tom Brady, and you know Tom is not fleet of foot. He's not going to run around and buy time and extend plays. He's not fleet of foot. He's just going to get rid of the ball and dirt it. So if he's not on point to handle Robert Quinn or DeMarcus Lawrence or those guys that's coming up front, then that could be a long day for Tom Brady. But if he is on point, it could be a long day for Dallas.
You've made your opinions on Julian Edelman quite clear in the past. Big fan of what he does. But how far can a Patriots offense go if it's just really Julian Edelman and James White for Tom Brady to throw the ball to consistently?
Well, but it's not just Julian Edelman and James White. You guys got Mohamed Sanu. You got people rotating in. I mean, it sounds good, and they are the primaries. I do three fantasy receivers every week, and I put them on my website. And I picked Julian Edelman this week because when he wants to get his offense back going, that's exactly where he's going to direct those passes. And Dallas have to be ready for that. Dallas have to come out of the shell that they like to play and give room, and they got to come up and press and play bump and run and get in the receiver's face and disrupt all those rub routes and crossing routes. If they don't, it'll be pitch and catch for Tom Brady and Julian Edelman all day long.
Myles Garrett had his appeal heard by James Thrash. It was rejected. The indefinite suspension is upheld for the moment. We got word, though, that one of the things he alleged is that Mason Rudolph said something racial to him, which precipitated the fight.
Right.
What did you think of the reports?
Well, let me tell you, when we got the report on TV last night, the first thing I said was, since the NFL jumped right in and debunked his accusation, and they said they'd done, I guess, a 24-hour investigation, and there was nothing there. Now I'm saying, I want to hear that tape. If there's really nothing there, why not let somebody else hear the tape? If you got, or you should have said, hey, you know, we didn't have any tape, but to say that there's definitely nothing there, to call Myles Garrett, you know, that he's totally lying, that there's nothing there, that means you got evidence that there's nothing there. I would like to hear that tape. And if it is something there, then I don't know. They need to handle that accordingly. But if it isn't, since you said it isn't, I would like to hear that tape.
If they do have evidence, and you're right, they came out very quickly and said there was no evidence of him saying anything. Either way, though, should one of the two participants have increased punishment? If Myles Garrett made this up as a defense and they can prove that nothing was said, does he deserve to have that suspension extended? And conversely, if Mason Rudolph, if they can prove he said it, does he deserve to have increased punishment?
Well, first of all, Myles Garrett, I think Myles Garrett shouldn't have to be suspended indefinitely unless they're going to say, okay, at the end of the season, we're going to lift this indefinitely. And I can take that. I can take that. But I don't know that even Mason Rudolph gets gets punished even more. Even though the word is abrasive and offensive, it's not something that you can punish somebody by or punish somebody with. But I do believe that it would do some damage for Mason Rudolph with his credibility in his own locker room. And if it's true, if he said it, I want to know if he said it. That's just the truth. I want to know. I don't know if you come out and say, well, we're going to suspend you for saying that or anything like that. But I do want to know if he said that.
All right, before we let you go, who wins Sunday?
Oh, man, I tell you, that is just a tough call, and I shouldn't have to answer that until Sunday. You never know what should happen between now and Sunday. We never know what will happen. But right now, I think we got a slight chance at winning this, even though I'm going to probably pick the Patriots because everybody else will pick the Patriots. And if I pick them, it gives Dallas a chance because whenever we all pick the same team, it never works. But I think we got a slight chance. I'm telling you, if that offense stays off and Dak Prescott stays on, Dallas has a chance of walking away with a win.
My Lord, you are so firmly ensconced on that fence.
It's just a hard one, too, though, man.
I got
this
you.
It's a hard one. It's a hard one. Only because, now, if this thing was in Dallas, I would take Dallas, no doubt. But if you don't lose in New England, they just don't lose in New England. They pull up something, and this, honestly, I'm joking when I said it, but I'm not lying. They will be playing that America's team battle stuff, and all of that is just pulling more out of the Patriots and putting them tantamount to the Cowboys in desperation for this win, because the Cowboys are desperate for the win, and the Patriots are not.
Michael, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
All right.
That is Michael Irvin, NFL Network analyst, NFL Hall of Famer. He's just he wants so badly to pick Dallas, right, but he's afraid to pick against Belichick. We'll talk to Michael McCann, sports law expert for Sports Illustrated and SI.com. We'll talk about the Myles Garrett case. We'll talk about the Antonio Brown lawsuit that he's filed against Brittany Taylor. That's coming up next. Dale and Keith, Andy Hardin for Rich Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.